going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome into the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here for the next hour to break it down with you. Atlanta United, a 1-1 draw. And Garrett, to further, even though there are some disagreements here, myself most notably, to further what Jason and Mike were talking about as they wrapped up their broadcast, Atlanta United is not out of the postseason. It just gets a little bit more difficult. And essentially what this boils down to, you certainly did not get eliminated tonight. You don't control your own destiny. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. And certainly there are a number of results in the coming weeks, including tonight, that could go your way, and you've got to rack up your own points. But this was a big one in terms of controlling your own destiny. It was a six-point swing. It turned into not a swing either way. Mm. You're essentially where you started the night, at least as of now. We'll wait to see what happens with some of the games still in action. But you're down to one less game available to acquire points. And so that's where you are right now. It was a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. They come from behind, which is nice to see. Not going to lie, still a little disappointed, if I'm going to be honest. It didn't feel like they had the fight and the desperation I would have liked to have seen, but maybe they valued a point a lot more than I did.
Well, they needed a point. I mean, that's really the biggest thing for them. But like you said, I mean, they just have one less match to make up. And Mike mentioned it at the end of the broadcast there. You need 7 to 9 points over your last three games of the season to even give yourself a puncher's chance of making the playoffs. You sit in 11th place. You're still 3 points back. You're just not getting results. And, I mean, that's just really what it comes down to. This team needed a little bit more fight. And you started generating a couple of opportunities. And if it wasn't for a couple of, you know, big-time heroics from Brad Guzan in this game, you're probably going out of this game a loser. But, look, credit to Atlanta United. This is the first time you go up on the road up to Chester, Pennsylvania, and get a result since 2018. And that's a good thing. That's something you can highlight and say, wow, check, great. But outside of that, I mean, this team is desperate for points. That's what we talked about throughout the entire Five Stripes countdown. You need 3 points. Anything less was going to be unacceptable, and so it's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's kind of where I fall, if we're going to be honest here, Garrett. And before we hear from Rob Valentino postgame, before we get to Man of the Match, which will be coming your way in just a moment, I do want to get to a statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession fairly even, maybe a slight edge, 52% to Philly, 48% to Atlanta. Shots, big edge for Philly, 23-11. Shots on goal, also a large edge. 7 for Philly, just 1 for Atlanta, considering they have a goal. That's not a great number. The XG somehow actually did favor Atlanta United, 1.69 to 1.1. I know Mike Conley in the website he used had it slightly different, but also had Atlanta United with an edge in XG. And so that's where you go. And you know, maybe statistically it didn't necessarily favor Philly as much as it felt like. Boy, a lot of that game was played in Atlanta United's half, especially in the first half. And it felt like Atlanta never really got the opportunities to really go for it, to really push for it. And so, again, as desperate as I felt 3 points were, I think we sit here and say, and you know what I called it during the Five Stripes countdown here, Garrett? I called it point procrastination. And that's kind of what it is one more day here. And it's gotten to the point where, okay, this one wasn't necessarily must win because you're not eliminated. Montreal, though, midweek probably does turn into that. I just because of where they are in the standings, where you are in the standings, and 3 matches left, you know, we weren't going to call this one that. We certainly probably do have to call that one that. But we'll have plenty of time to break down the standings, the results of the night, and everything throughout the course of the full-time report. For now, let's go to Subaru Park and hear what Rob Valentino has to say.
Or you can move. Is that good? Or do you want to even further? And just let me know when you're ready for it. Good. All right, start.
how did getting 1 point, not three, affect Joel's playoff run, do you think?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we've got a home game now that we come up to with Montreal, and that's that we have to win. So I talked to them about this stage. It's about winning games, and I think that point in the end, we'll see at the end, right, on where we're at. But I think it's going to be massive. I mean, look, I'd always want three, and there was chances there maybe to go and take it. This group showed that they've got fight in them the last three games. It's not the way we want it to be, but they're showing fight. They show they care, and they want to get something out of it. So there's a lot of credit to them. I think this point will be massive. It's not exactly what we wanted, right? But we know that every point matters at this stage, and they needed that just as bad as us. So it was a playoff environment, and this is not an easy place to play. I think if you look at the last two road games, if we said those at the beginning of the season, you look at that and you go, if you get a point out of those two, I bet you'd be happy. Now, this stage, we can't be satisfied with it. Now we have to win our home game. It puts that internal pressure on us in a good way.
Y'all had one shot on goal in the game. That was the goal. Left your knees in center. What was affecting the offense, the ability just to kind of get that final sequence?
I mean, things weren't on goal, but there was things in and around it. You know, Danny Rios, I think, had two or three chances in there, maybe two really solid chances. They don't go on frame. So, I mean, I don't have a concern on it. It's not an easy place to go and play, and not an easy place to go and create chances. I think I looked at now you know what I'm like with expected goals, but that from like minute 35 or so on, we were the team that looked like we were going to score. So I'll take positive out of that.
Kuzan, massive save in the last second there. How's his leadership in these past few games for you?
Consistent. Persistent, consistent, like, can't say enough good things about him. I mean, he's on the outside looking in, everyone will have their perception of him and perspective on him. And I wish you guys could see the inside, because, I mean, he's got a massive heart. I mean, he helps this group in so many different ways. And guys need to step up as well in terms of leadership. But, you know, there's a reason he's the club captain. There's a reason he's been the captain of this club for a long time. And performance-wise, he's been huge the last two games. You can see how much it means to him. So, you know, I'm proud of him. He's got a lot more in him. So, in no means do I want him to slow down now.
Stay with Brad for a second. How much does it mean the little moments where Uwa gets a yellow card for getting sleeves from behind, and it's Brad who gets in his face?
Saw that. It's huge. I've been preaching to these guys about sticking together as a group. There's been a lot of turmoil in the year, and it's been difficult for them. So, you know, little moments like that are huge. I really wish it was more of the guys, not to get in a scuffle or anything like that. But, you know, Brad's experience, and I think he just cares also. Like, sees one of his guys get hit and spends a lot of time around these guys. They feel like family to him, so he goes to protect them. I loved it. He did it in the right way. He doesn't get booked himself, and that's fine.
Vito's battled a lot longer than maybe anybody thought that he could. We're short on forwards for that CRA. Like, how important was it that Rios was able to stay on as long as he was to stay anchored?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Like, we didn't know how long he would obviously be able to go. I think he probably could have kept going as well. He's been dealing with some back issues over the last day or so, and you could see him fighting to keep going in there. And, like, again, he had chances in the game. So even in the first half, before the one that gets crossed up from Pedro, he tries to flick on the outside. He had the cutback that he just kind of missed, whether he missed it completely or whatnot, but he had a cutback that he could have had a goal on. He had something in the second half as well. So, yeah, he did a good job with the minutes he had today.
And then how do you feel about your group? You were short players. You had to kind of mix and match and throw different pieces into different spots, but they were able to grind up.
Yeah, we definitely tried some different things, not like I was tinkering or messing around. I just thought that with the players we had on the pitch, we could do something different with the substitutions to be creative and effective, and it played out in this way. Johnny had to move positions a couple times. Alexi had to play in as a false nine towards the end, and then to give us time to bring Edwin on to hopefully impact the game towards the end. And then towards the very, very end, then Dax brings some leadership in there and hopefully try to help us in transition moments, but also try to solidify the game. And, yeah, it was – I mean, they were able to adapt and keep fighting. The fight is the biggest part. That if otherwise, shape, player, personnel, it doesn't matter. If you're not willing to put your fight in and really compete, then you got to start back at square one.
That is Rob Valentino, interim manager of Atlanta United, live from Subaru Park. We'll try and head back to Subaru Park if a player steps up to the podium as well. We got plenty of time here on the full-time report to break it all down. We'll get into the schedule and the updated table a little bit later in the show. We'll also catch up with some highlights in our next segment. But before we part for a couple of moments here, Garrett Chapman, we do have to hand out a man of the match. Who do we have tonight?
How about Sava Ljubljanice? I mean, he comes in, he gets a big goal, the equalizer. I could also give it to Brad Guzan. He had some tremendous saves in this one. But Sava, with his team-leading eighth goal on the season, that is the reason that Atlanta United was able to level this match out and at least keep yourself in, give yourself a puncher's chance for the rest of the season.
That gives Sava Ljubljanice five man of the matches this season. That is one more than Brad Guzan. They had previously been tied at four, so congratulations to him. We don't have a prize or anything for him if he holds on for first place there, but congrats, I guess. That's what we got. All right. Also, what we have is maybe some more audio from Subaru Park and some highlights to check out how things came to be in a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. There's that and more on the other side. It is the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9. The game where Atlanta United gets a 1-1 draw up there in Chester, Pennsylvania. Their first result since 2018. And let's jump into some highlights. What do you say, Abe Gordon? Because highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And it was a bit of a slow start here for Atlanta United, and Philly was able to put one ball in the back of the net. It was called back for offsides. A put another ball in the back of the net, and that was called back for offsides. And meanwhile, Atlanta doesn't get a ball put on target until the 39th minute or so in this one, and it wasn't up until the second half that Philadelphia opened up the scoring with this strike.
Both teams reshaping as Philly plays down the left wing. Ahead they go to Barriba, left corner of the 18, a cutback pass to Harriel inside the arc, shot, score. And that one is onside. And Philadelphia leads 1-0 with less than a half hour to play.
It was their third ball put in the back of the net, but it's their first one that would count. Nathan Harriel punches in his first career goal, and Atlanta United trails 1-0 on the road, but it was not but 10 minutes later that it's Saba time.
Ahead into the near offensive corner, Amador. Square ball to the top of the arc, deflects to Moranchuk. He turns, he drives, he sends it ahead to Schlesch. Right side, ahead to Lennon. Cut back, cross, Saba, header, score! Listen all you all, it's a sabotage, Atlanta United. Back equal in the 72nd minute.
Yeah, Sava Ljubljanice logs his eighth goal of the season, team best. And Brooks Lennon gets his eighth assist, also a team best. And it's all notched up at one. But then the onslaught from Philadelphia begins. And Brad Guzan has to make this tremendous save.
Out to Glasnes, 30 yards away. Sent up to Bedoya in the near offensive corner. Alejandro Bedoya, low pass to the penalty spot. Shot, shank, rebound, diving save! Guzan on the shot for the penalty spot by Adam Aaron, and he covers.
Brad Guzan was doing absolutely everything in his power to make sure that Atlanta United was going to get out of here with at least 1 point. And he does so with another piece of dramatics from the big bald wall.
To Wagner on the far touch. Wagner on the line, 40 yards from goal. He'll pitch to the top of the 18, and it glances off Amador to the edge of the six. Loose ball, shot, and kick save by Guzan. Out to Glasnes, shot from distance, over the crossbar, to full time. Full time, the blow there, and Atlanta United earns a comeback draw in Philadelphia.
Like Mike Conti mentioned, look, Atlanta United, they get out with a point. Would have preferred to get a full three, but they'll have to settle for just the one. Abe Gordon, they need 7 to 9 points, I'd say, at least over their next couple of matches if they want to even have a chance in this one. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, even seven, you just don't know. I mean, certainly facing Montreal heads up would be help. but there's just so many other teams that you've got to deal with. I mean, right now, when you look at the standings, you can beat Montreal. You still may not jump up because Philly's ahead of you. Toronto's ahead of you. And now we talked about it. Toronto's played one more game than everyone, but you're not catching them with just 3 points.
Especially if this result holds right now.
You just don't have control of your own destiny. That's what it came down to tonight. And that's why I thought 3 points were so integral. It was about controlling your own destiny.
Yep.
You can win the next three. You can rack up 9 points in 3 matches, which is not something Atlanta United has done at any point this season, and it still may not be enough based on other results of other teams. And so control is no longer in your hands, but you can still control what you can control, which is dealing with the teams in front of you and getting as many points possible. And at that point, if the standings and the chips, so say it, fall as they do, maybe you do find yourself in spot. But it is out of your control at this point.
Yeah, and I took a look during the break at what the opposition schedule would look like. And if you're Atlanta United, you have Montreal next week. You have Red Bulls after that, and then you're at...
By the way, not midweek, midweek.
Yes, correct. And then you're at Orlando City to round out the season. You get a win against Montreal, you're level right there. 37-34, you might even overtake them in the standings and jump into that 10th spot. And then you go up to Philadelphia. You see what they have to do. They're on the road at Orlando, a team that's fighting for potential home field advantage there. You have Columbus on the road, a team that's fighting for a potential supporters' shield. And then you finish the season with Cincinnati, which at that point they may be rolling out kind of a B team to just sort of level things off and get ready for the playoffs. But then Toronto, they have 2 matches left on the season. You have New York Red Bulls and Inter Miami, a team who may be looking to try and set an MLS record for points in a season. DC United has Nashville and New England, and then they're at Charlotte to end the season, a team that's jockeying for playoff positioning at this point. And then Montreal, like we mentioned, at Atlanta next week. Then it's at Charlotte, NYCFC. So it's not just Atlanta United who has a difficult road. A lot of these teams have a difficult path. The downside, if you do not get a win against Montreal, it's probably curtains on the season. Because at that point, it may just be a little bit too late, especially if you don't get a loss. Or if you're handed a loss by Montreal, then at that point, it might be a little too far gone. But you go get a win against Montreal and let the chips fall as they may.
And the other problem, and I think we saw a little bit of it from Philly, although they were certainly going after the full three as well. Montreal can probably afford a draw. On Wednesday.
They'll be probably
they can afford a road draw. And you cannot afford a home draw. The same way that Philly tonight is surviving with a home draw, you are maybe not with the road draw tonight with just the 1 point. And again, it doesn't mean it's all said and done, but it is just, again, the point procrastination. And we'll talk about it on Wednesday. When we have the Five Stripes countdown, you've got 3 straight draws. You've got 3 straight draws. If you had picked up the full 3 points in any of those three, it's a completely different discussion.
Two of those were come from behind draws. I want to color this picture. I want to paint the rest of this picture here. So two of those were come from behind draws, points that you probably stole from your opposition. Maybe not as much today. Today was kind of a level match. But Miami, you definitely stole that point. And then you have the draw against New York where you should have won that. You should have won that game. You absolutely should have. You gave it away at the end. And if you have those extra 2 points, we're talking about this draw perhaps a little bit differently.
Let's go back to Subaru Park here from an outstanding performance from Brad Guzan.
Listen, we always knew this was going to be a tough place to come. And you put the situation that we're in, you add that to the equation, becomes that much tougher. Because they're fighting tooth and nail for their lives as well. So, in another day, at a different point in the season, you probably would say 1-1, not a terrible result. We'll go back to Atlanta. At this point in the season, it's disappointing because we know the situation we find ourselves in. And with that being said, if you're being a realist, 1-1 is probably a fair result.
I don't know if we deserve three, but at this point, whether you deserve it or not, I would much rather take three than one. So that part of it is what it is.
That last save of the game that you made, the kick save, what do you remember about that? When could you actually see that ball coming through?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, as they started making changes and subs and personnel they were bringing on, you kind of had an idea of where the game was going to continue to go to. I mean, listen, you even before they started making subs, right, they're a team that crosses the ball. They get numbers in the box. They overload the box in terms of personnel, in terms of their runs, and then they've got, you know, their second line at the top of the box and different cutback areas, obviously, for the goal. So they get numbers forward, and that late in the game, I don't even remember, to be honest. I think the cross came in. Bedoya maybe heads it down. I'm not sure to who they lay it off, maybe, and then comes through a bit of traffic, I think. But, yeah, I was able to get my foot on it, keep it out, and, you know, the ensuing, you know, shot from distance happily sailed over the bar. So,
as you know, the all's mistakes have contributed to opponent's goals this season. But Harriel's goal, to me, it just looked like just a really good play by the unit. It kind of came from an odd space into space, and I didn't even expect it to be in it. And put a pretty good lick on
it. Yeah, listen, it's a good finish. It's disappointing from our standpoint because I'm not going to go into the specifics, but if you watch the entire play, we could do more. And so it's disappointing in that sense.
The part said that it felt like his team settled a little bit too much for the cross. How would you say y'all's game plan played out? Exactly what it forced them into?
I don't know necessarily if that was the game plan per se. I think, you know, listen, in the game of soccer, right? Like, if you can force them wide, delay, let them play wide, and then deal with crosses. The two in front of me, the two center backs, did a really good job tonight in terms of dealing with those crosses. And like I said, they put a lot of numbers in the box. You know, Pedro, I remember one in the first half, made a really good clearance on the back post, the back part of the six-yard box, where 2 weeks ago he got absolutely slaughtered and took some stitches. And the game before that, got slaughtered again on the back post. And so, listen, that's not an easy thing to do, right? And so those guys were brave. Got to put your head into places, and that may not be nice. And so, like I said, I don't know if that was – our game plan per se. I think that is a strength of theirs. And so we knew that, hey, we're going to have to defend crosses. We're going to have to defend the box. You know, for the most part, I thought we did a decent job.
That's Brad Guzan up there in Pennsylvania, where Atlanta United gets a 1-1 draw. Abe Gordon, what do you say? We'll have a discussion here about this here on the other side. This is the Full-Time Report, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This is the Full-Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here in the Kia Studios, breaking down a 1-1 draw for Atlanta United against the Philly Union that does not see United get the points that I would say was required, but did at the same time see them stay in contention a little bit. And so we'll break all that down in our next segment when we talk about how the rest of the league fared tonight. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $12,000. Garrett, I gave you a choice earlier. Well, I always give you a choice, but you made the choice for man of the match, and you gave it to Saba Loebjanidze, and I don't want to fight you on that. I'm absolutely comfortable with that being your choice. But I think you also did pay homage a little bit to the game that Brad Guzan had when you were going through the highlight package as we reset and recap this 1-1 draw. I want to dig a little bit deeper into Guz. Recently, he's been on a heater.
Yeah.
A big heater in recent weeks. In this one, he had six, what's recorded as six saves. And again, for it to be a save, it has to be a shot on goal.
Yep.
So there's obviously more times he's getting involved with crosses and corners, stuff like that. But six saves in this one. Last week, he had a wild, like, goals prevented number in that game against Red Bulls. He is just being outstanding. And we talked about it when we divvied up man of the match. This is Sabalo Janidze's fifth man of the match. He takes the season-long lead. He took that off of a tie that was Brad Guzan. You very easily could have given it to Guz. I think the fact that he's in contention for most man of the matches this year, while, yes, it's not ideal. You'd like to have your goal scorers be that, but I think it does point to just how good of a season Guz has had.
And speaking of Sabalub Janica, he has actually taken the podium up there in Philadelphia. Let's send it back up to Subaru Park.
Yeah, the past few games, y'all have had trouble getting shots on goal. Why is that, and is that concerning?
Yeah, honestly, against Philly, away, it's a really tough game. I mean, like, they are really good at home. They are, like, strong team. So we don't have too many chances. We knew it that. So, like, when like the game like that, you have to use only, like, what you have. So another thing is, like, yeah, like, probably me, maybe I have to do more job, you know, like, in offensive. Because, like, yeah, last three, four games, like, I don't have too many shots on goal, you know. So, like, yeah, still we have a games, so, like, hopefully I will shoot more.
Well, it's not just you, it's the whole team.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I'm looking myself, you know. Okay. Like, so, like,
and how much more difficult now is it going to be if you're out of, like, the playoffs, only getting 1 point from this game with three matches left?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm not so angry about the 1 point, because, you know, like, it's really hard to play, especially like when you're losing 1-0 here and you come back. But, you know, like, it's for us, it's like all or nothing, you know, like, it's you go to all in. I mean, like, last three games, we have, honestly, I'm sure we will get 9 points. So, like, but still, we don't know with 9 points we will go or not. But, like, still we have to do our job. So, like, just go the next two games, like, two home games. Like, I hope the fans will come and support us, like, really good, like, last time. So it will be boost for us. So, like, yeah, like, we go for all, you know.
Are you happy with the response after the Nashville game? Disappointing day at home.
Yeah.
You got 3 points out of three games, but two of them on the road in really difficult places. Are you happy with the response to the Nashville
game? I mean, like, you know, well, what can I say? I mean, it would be perfect if we'll get to the 9 points, you know, like, it's a football, you know, like, it's not only one team who wants to win, you know, so... Yeah, it is what it is. I can't say I'm so happy about that, but still, you know, like, we are fighting. You know?
Yeah, the last two games, especially against two kind of press-oriented teams that make you, especially in your role, have to defend as much as you attack.
Yeah.
How difficult were these last
two? I mean, it's my job also, you know, like, whatever a coach will decide, you know, it just depends the games, depends the... Sometimes I have to work more in defense, you know, so I'm okay with that, you know, because every team is different. And I mean, like, sometimes it's hard, it's really hard, but yeah, what can I do? I have to do my job.
So going back home with Montreal coming in on Wednesday, short rest, a team that you've seen this season, what is the missing element in your mind to getting that 3 points against Montreal?
It's like we need the feeling, you know, like, we need the, like, first goal, and, you know, like, this boost, you know, like, to, yeah, we can do this, you know. Like, if you see, like, the last three games that they scored first goal, it's really hard to come back, you know, really, really hard. So, like, we have to be, like, how we start, it's most important, you know, so we have to looking about that.
There it is from Saba Lobjanidze, who's been outstanding all year long, as has Brad Guzan. We were talking about that. And so, look, he to an extent, rescues the day there with a 72nd-minute header goal. Does Saba Lobjanidze, that's the equalizer, and that's your final score for Atlanta United. He's been great. Goose has been great. I do want to step back into the Goose conversation. It just coming off of the injury, a lot of people thought he was headed towards retirement, and I think he's as good as he's been in a number of years. Not just recently, but I mean, I'm not going to say that he's in his prime. We all lose a little bit of something as we age, and coming back from that injury.
Father Time has never lost,
but he has been incredible this year, and more specifically down the stretch for Atlanta United, and he's going to have to bring it three more times because Atlanta United's got to find three results coming up. We'll tell you exactly why they need three results and look around the rest of the league and some of the results and what the updated live standings look like for Atlanta United. It is Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon. It is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, where Atlanta United finishes level with Philadelphia on the road. 1-1 draw. Atlanta United comes back home. They've got Montreal on Wednesday, October 2nd, for a midweek match. Then it is another home match for the final one of the season, New York Red Bulls, and then you go on the road on October 19th to finish out the season at Orlando City. Playoffs are still potentially on the mind. I mean, they're in punchers. They have a puncher's chance at this point. They are within distance. With 31 matches played, they sit with 34 points, 8 wins, 10 draws, and 13 losses. You sit in 11th place, 3 points back of CF Montreal. Fortunately, the team you play coming up on Wednesday with the midweek match. So, Abe Gordon, take us around the rest of Major League Soccer because you have a lot of teams here that have a very similar type of situation to Atlanta United.
Well, there's only 4 games that really impact Atlanta United in the immediacy here. And unfortunately, they are not going well for Atlanta United. We had Columbus Crew at DC United. You were hoping for a Columbus Crew win in that one. It is a draw, so DC picks up a point. They're not the worst thing in the world, but obviously could have used Columbus bringing home all 3. San Jose Earthquakes at CF Montreal. You could have used a San Jose win, but that one flips 3-0 to Montreal. Joseph Martinez had a brace in that one. New England against the Nashville SC. You were hoping for a New England winner or draw. That one does go your way. New England picks up a 1-0 win. And then Toronto FC at Chicago Fire, which is still underway, late stages in that one. You're hoping for a Chicago win or a draw. There's still a chance that maybe Chicago can fight back in this one, but it is 1-0 Toronto. So you got Toronto picking up 3 points. You've got New England picking up 3 points. You've got DC United picking up 1 point, and you were not able to pick up the 3 that I felt you desperately needed, which, again, point procrastination, it comes to an end on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's just sort of the situation that they find themselves in. You have the 2 home matches. You need to get a full 3 points in both of those because then you go on the road to play an Orlando City team, which hopefully by that point, 3-1, like you mentioned in their match tonight, you have a good chance that they're going to be resting players trying to get ready for a playoff spot at home. So they've pretty much got everything locked up there. They're not going to climb any higher. But if they can continue to get positive results in these next 2 matches, they'll be effectively locked in to that 4 seed. So not really much of a reason for them to do anything there. So maybe you've got to shop that and that one. And then you got New York Red Bulls at home, a team that's been really, really struggling here as of late, a team that you just went on the road and got a full point against. But Montreal, that's where it all comes down to. If you cannot get a full 3 points in that one, it's about done. And it's just because mathematically it becomes a very steep hill to climb if you were Atlanta United. So you need as many points as you can possibly muster at this point. It starts on Wednesday with the midweek match.
And again, even now, it's not in your control. Even if you get the 3 points against Montreal, you're still probably trailing Philly and Toronto, and who knows if they're able to bubble up more points from that. Toronto, of course, has played 1 game more than everyone else, but Yeah, it is a tough road right now, being in 11th place with only three left to go. Again, whether or not you felt deserved to get a point tonight or last week or the week before Inter Miami in the midweek, Red Bulls, you've got three straight draws when you knew you needed to find a way to compile points and get to, I think we had said 42 would get you in. You had opportunities, and you're still sitting on 34. It's just been really tough to climb. You haven't passed anyone. I mean, you haven't really been passed for the most part, but you haven't passed anyone. And now you've only got three games left. And like we said, this one was a six-point swing. So is Wednesday. And with obviously this one now out of the way, Wednesday becomes, again, there is no time left to procrastinate on your points. It is win or that might be it.
But speaking of draws, Chicago did just draw level Jonathan Dean with an 84th minute. So it is 1-1.
That's big. And let me tell you why that's big. Is because Toronto, who was sitting on 37, is going to go back down to 35.
Yep.
Montreal's now going to be in a playoff spot. You have them heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's played one more than you. And so, you know, actually, I apologize. They had already updated the table, so they're down to 37.
It's 37, yeah.
But they are now reachable.
They are now reachable.
And you've already got a better goal differential than them.
And you have a match in hand.
So and that's why they're reachable.
Yes.
Toronto's now at play. Montreal is now at play. Everyone else is behind you. Mm-hmm. So you do still control your own destiny tonight. Because of, and very specifically, Garrett, because of this one result, if it holds for the next five in stoppage time, you will still control your own destiny. Because you've got a goal differential advantage on DC United, who's level with you. Everyone else is behind you. And you got the goal differential on New England, who's behind you by 3 points, but has played one fewer game.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I felt like you needed three tonight.
The season comes down to Wednesday.
I hate to say it. Jason Longshore was right. I don't know if he's listening.
I've never heard. Somebody clip that. Clip that. I don't think I've ever heard Abe Gordon ever admit something like that live on the air.
I would have felt a lot better with three.
Oh, I would have felt better with three, too.
Now that we see this result, and it has to stand, we still got stoppage time in a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm saying this. After the last 40 minutes of me saying you no longer control your own destiny, Garrett,
we're back.
They still control their own destiny. But my point procrastination still stands. You have to get three on Wednesday if you're going to catch Montreal. They're back in line, boys.
We're back.
We're back on.
We're back.
I want you to put the word out there that we back, all right?
We're back up. Yeah, 3 points off of a playoff line, but it's also worth noting that you're only 4 points off of last place in the East.
Hey, we're looking forward, man.
I'm looking forward, not backwards, because on Wednesday it all, really, I mean, the whole season likely hinges on the result on Wednesday. A win, you keep yourself alive for one more match. You lose, pretty much all she wrote. But we will come back, and it'll be all she wrote on the Full-Time Report. We'll bring things back. We'll put a bow on it, and we'll send you off into the night. This is the Full-Time Report, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here on the Full-Time Report. And again, Atlanta United plays Philly Union to a 1-1 draw, a game, a scoreline that I thought might be debilitating to Atlanta United's chances to getting into the postseason. But because of a late turn in Chicago in which the Fire have equalized against Toronto, Atlanta United actually does still control its own destiny in regards to whether or not they can find themselves above the playoff line. Right now, they are quite a distance away. But they can catch Toronto because they have a game in hand on Toronto. They also have the goal differential advantage. They can catch Montreal because they play them on Wednesday night. And they can hold off any team that's behind them. But they have to get points of their own. They cannot rely on other teams. They have to continue and not just get points. Get three at a time. The last three games in which you brought home one each time is not going to be enough to control your own destiny and get you in. You have got to get 3 points, and it starts Wednesday at home against CF Montreal.
Yeah, the one-point performances, it's enough to keep you alive. It's not enough to get you into the playoffs, and 3 points is all that's acceptable at this point. If you do not get 3 points against Montreal, it's going to be too far because they're not the only team that you're trying to chase here. You're down. You have three teams with 37 points fighting for two spots. You're on the outside looking in. You are not one of those 37-point teams. If you cannot get to 37 on Wednesday, it's pretty much curtains. Because at that point, you would need everything to go right. And at that point, it's mathematically.
Yeah, if you can't catch Montreal, it's still possible, but that would be the actual moment where you don't control your own destiny.
That would be pretty much it.
I thought that was today, but because of a late turn there in Chicago, then you still kind of do. It comes down to the final three games of the season. And look, you could go back through what's happened this season and pinpoint games that you probably could have or should have won and didn't. Games in which draws became losses, wins became draws. And there's a couple that went the other way as well, right? You think of Jamal Thierry's heroics, stuff like that. But there's no way around it anymore. It is probably win or go home come Wednesday night. And we'll have coverage for you. This is a game that's going to be played right there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so Garrett and I will have the Five Stripes countdown for you starting at 6:30 on Wednesday evening. And again, it is a three-point must system, if you will, if you want to steal a quick comment from the boxing, 10-9 must. It is a three-point must, if you will. So that's what we're looking at come Wednesday. Garrett, it is a 1-1 draw here for Atlanta United. Feel free to say no, but any final thoughts
on
this
one? Our old friend Joseph Martinez is coming back to town. He had a brace for Montreal in their match today, 3-0 win over San Jose. Maybe he can throw us a bone. What do you say?
I'm pretty sure he wants a couple for his own because they're desperate too.
Just knowing Joseph Martinez, he's probably going to want to come out for blood. So
we have gone final, by the way, Chicago and Toronto, so there are no final late switcheroos. So this before we leave you, we'll give you these standings. Everyone in the Eastern Conference is done for the night. Charlotte at 7, they're out of reach. So here's what we're looking at. Toronto at 37. And Philly at 37. But Toronto has played one extra game on everyone. So everyone can pretty much, everyone that's within 3 points right now of Toronto can catch them. So Toronto at 37 in eighth, Philly at 37 in ninth, Montreal in 37th in 10th. Atlanta United in 30 with 34, DC with 34, Nashville with 33, New England with 31, and Chicago down there with 30. New England's interesting because they do have a game on hand in everyone, two games in hand on Toronto, but their goal differential is so bad, I don't know if it would be of concern in that one. So, again, bottom line, because of Toronto dropping those points ultimately, Atlanta United does still control their own destiny, but it does require you to beat Montreal midweek at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 6:30 on Wednesday, we will have pregame coverage with the Five Stripes countdown. Mike and Jason up there at Subaru Park want to wish them safe travels getting back here to Atlanta. I want to thank Dom Cherosky, who's been doing yeoman's work here on the other side of the glass, our engineer, if you want to call him that. For Garrett Chapman, I am Abe Gordon. This has been the full-time report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. They stay alive somehow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.